From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. 50 people have reportedly been killed in Syria after Islamic State militants captured part of the northern provincial capital of Hasakha. Witnesses also report the extremists executed 20 people near the town of Kobani, close to the Turkish border. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Civilians fled fighting Thursday in the northeastern Syrian provincial capital of Hasakha as Islamic State militants made inroads into the city. Syrian government forces control southern portions of the city, and Kurdish militia fighters control regions to the north. Rami Abdulrahman of the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights insists the battle for Hasakha continues. He says that Islamic State has taken control of part of the city of Hasakha for the first time, including the districts of Nashwa and Sharia, but that fighting and clashes are continuing. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A senior U.S. State Department official says negotiators trying to reach an agreement about Iran's nuclear program may not complete their work by a June 30 deadline, but they expect to be close. Secretary of State John Kerry is returning to Vienna Friday for the final phase of the talks aimed at reaching a comprehensive international agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Afghanistan's intelligence agency has blamed Monday's attack on the Afghan parliament on the Haqqani network, as well as an officer of Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI. 35 people, including 5 women and 3 children, were wounded. This is VOA News. Niger's army says it has killed 15 Boko Haram militants in land and air operations and taken another 20 captive. In a statement released on state-owned radio late Wednesday, Niger's defense ministry said soldiers destroyed an armored vehicle and 26 motorcycles in the operation. The ministry did not give the exact location of the military activity, but Boko Haram has been active in Niger's southeast, near Lake Chad and the Nigerian and Chadian borders. Crucial talks between Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and European officials resumed Thursday afternoon in Brussels in hopes of achieving a bailout deal to save Athens from default next week. Talks among Eurozone ministers ended hours earlier Thursday with no deal for Athens to get a desperately needed installment of a European Union bailout. The talks quickly fell apart Wednesday when neither side had a deal the other was willing to accept. A default could force Greece out of the Eurozone and shake up European markets. Greece Prime Minister Tsipras had planned to meet late into the night with Greece's creditors, but those talks also ended earlier than expected, neither side making any comment. Greece must make a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. Nigeria's new president will meet with U.S. President Barack Obama next month to discuss the fight against militant group Boko Haram and other crucial issues. The White House said Thursday that Mr. Obama will host President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House July 20th. A statement says the two leaders will discuss ways to advance a holistic regional approach to combating Boko Haram and important economic and political reforms in Nigeria. Mr. Buhari's senior advisors are to meet with their U.S. counterparts as well. President Buhari was inaugurated last month after defeating predecessor Goodluck Jonathan in the March election. The election marked the first peaceful transfer of power in Nigeria since the country returned to democracy in 1999. Mr. Buhari has vowed to stop rampant corruption in Nigeria and defeat Boko Haram insurgents, who have killed thousands of people since 2009. Myanmar's parliament has dealt a significant blow to opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's chances at becoming president, rejecting a bill that would have ended the military's effective veto power over constitutional changes. The longtime democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner said she was not surprised at the results of the vote, which followed 3 days of emotional debate by her fellow lawmakers. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.